And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, the 16th of October, 2012. It's the birthday of Eugene O'Neill, born in New York City in a hotel room on Broadway, 1888. His father, a famous actor, O'Neill spent much of his childhood in hotels, on trains, going with his father on tours. It was when he was 24, he fell sick with tuberculosis, spent 6 months in a sanatorium, and while there he started to read classic playwrights and start to write plays himself. He wrote 11 one-act plays. In just a few years, they were put on in Provincetown, Massachusetts, by the Provincetown Players. 1920, his play Beyond the Horizon was a big success on Broadway, Anna Christie in 1922, Strange Interlude in 1928. It's the birthday of Noah Webster, born in Hartford, Connecticut, 1758, who wrote the first American dictionary, standardizing the spelling and pronunciation of the American language. And it's the birthday of the man who said, "We are all in the gutter, but some of us are looking at the stars," Oscar Wilde, Dublin, 1854. When he was 27, he was invited to go on a lecture tour of North America, invited by the producer of Gilbert and Sullivan's new comic opera, Patience, a work which made fun of the aesthetic movement, the art for art's sake movement. The producer wasn't sure if people around America would be familiar with the thing that the opera was satirizing, and so to make it clear, they had Oscar Wilde come on tour in his purple coat to Topeka, Boston, Des Moines, Houston, St. Paul, San Francisco, and dozens of other cities. Oscar Wilde was married, he had two children, but in 1891, when he fell in love with a 22-year-old Lord Alfred Douglas Ross, he began the most productive period of his literary life. He wrote The Picture of Dorian Gray, his only novel, the year he met Alfred, wrote the play A Woman of No Importance, and The Importance of Being Earnest, wrote the first draft in just 21 days. Here's a poem for today by Stanley Plumley, a poem with an Italian term in it, Salotto Citta, living city. The poem entitled Autumnal. Not long before she died, my mother told me that her one regret was never to have traveled, and that since she had just read about it, or somewhere that reminded her from some time, Venice was the place she would have gone to, and might still, in her haunting of the afterlife. She had already questioned God in heaven and the heavy Bible verses she was taught, and now saw death as her last chance to live, her last chance to spend the green gold leaf pressed into books each October on her birthday. She wept. She understood the innocence of dying. And here she was, propped up against her pillow the way she finally would be in her coffin, with her eyeglasses held between the light and open page. She wanted me to hear the article that said that Venice would be filled like all Italy that season, and that Venice in particular was vulnerable and small, weighted with the souls of travelers, and that in the Grand Canal, rivers of dark waters moved. Would there be space? It said, Salotto Citta, that Venice was a city the size of drawing rooms, lit with the flowers of funerals and weddings. A poem by Stanley Plumley, Autumnal, from his collection Old Heart, published by W.W. Norton and Company, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Reputation.com, helping businesses improve what potential customers find online in search engines and review sites. Learn more at Reputation.com. Written by Joy Biles, produced by Nick Vetter. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.